Time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Well, it sure is, and get those ball games in while you can on this Friday night. We're joined by Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports, who is right up the road getting ready for, you got a doubleheader tonight, right, with Central and Stearns?
Yeah, doubleheader. Should be two good games. Looking forward to it. Chris and I are on the call, and girls' game will be coming up in about 40 minutes, and then we've got the boys' game after that.
Well, that is excellent. Well, good to have you back at it. You guys had to take a little time off, but back doing what you do, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we have 13 days off in between games, and been a long couple of weeks, but we're back at it.
Well, we're so glad to hear that. What do you think about those games tonight between Stearns and Central?
Well, two big games. I mean, I think the girls' game is very important to Central because, they don't have a lot of – they only have four games after this, and they don't have a lot of heel point where the games remain in. And it's an open tournament, but you still want the good seed and you want the best opportunity to get to Bangor, which is officially starting 3 weeks from today.
Let's talk about some other games on the calendar. Our friend Toby Nelson, his Foxcroft Academy Ponies with a game up at Old Town. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, the Ponies are trying to, they're coming off a loss, a 2-point loss to Orono, and another tough one for them tonight in Old Town, and that's another good doubleheader over there with the girls starting things off. I think the boys' game starts things off over there, and that should be a good doubleheader, and it'll be another tough one, but it's tough playing. Even though they're kids, it's still tough playing back-to-back, and a lot of these teams playing four or five games a week right now because making up for games early in the year.
Brewer with a big one tonight as they play host to the Lawrence Bulldogs.
Yeah, not going to be an easy one, but the way Brewer's playing, it looks like Brewer and Nakoma's getting ready for an upset if it's not round three come late February.
And Nakoma's got a game tonight on the road at Gardner.
Yeah, no, Comas, they just keep rolling. I mean, they were, they had that one loss to Brewer, and since then they just been, they had a couple of close games. But they always make a run late in the second half, and every game they play, it seems.
I think it was Gardner I was reading about that had, and maybe on the girls' side, that had a ton of games they had to make up, and I the numbers won't be quite right, but it was somewhere along the lines of it was like 10 games in 20 days.
Yeah, I believe it. Penquist boys are in a similar situation, same kind of thing. The Dexter girls actually have played a lot of games in a short amount of time, too. And you're right, Gardner girls are another one.
What's the cutoff date for countable games?
February 11th. So 2 weeks from today, today is the last countable game. The last on the schedule right now is Thursday, but they can play Friday if need be.
So as you look around at things right now, Mark, and we asked you this early in the season, but now as we get down to the home stretch of it here, what class do you think is maybe the most wide open?
Most wide open, I would say probably class C girls. Actually, I think Penobscot Valley, I think could be the favorite right now, and the Stearns team right there with them, as is Central. A team like Dexter, they might go in as a 7 or seed or a 9 seed. It wouldn't surprise anybody because they can play with anybody. So, if they pull the quarterfinal upset or something like that.
Fantastic. Well, we love it. Great to have you back. Mark, we appreciate you making time for us again. Eastern Maine Sports on tonight with the Stearns Central doubleheader and everything you need to know about high school and college sports here in Eastern Maine. You'll find it on Eastern Maine Sports. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Have a good night.
You bet. We'll catch you next week. Our High School Report with Mark Cowlin is brought to you every Friday by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road in Bangor, 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.